top of the hour. On the phone, the 44th president of these United States, four more for number 44, the big chief, Barack Obama. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing real good. We're doing real good. I know you don't have a lot of time. I only have two questions for you. One, what happened at the debate? Everybody wants to know. Or was that some kind of genius strategy to rope-a-dope him in and then fact-check him at the end? And the other question is, for all of my my black friends who say that the president's not doing anything for the black community, talk to them.
Well, two things. I mean, you know, the debate, I think it's fair to say I was just too polite because, you know, it's hard to sometimes just keep on saying what you're saying isn't true. It gets repetitive. Mm. But the good news is that's just the first one. Governor Romney put forward a whole bunch of stuff that either involved him running away from positions that he had taken or doubling down on things like Medicare vouchers that are going to hurt him long term.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's fair to say that we will see a little more activity at the next one. But keep in mind that, you know, the issues that are at stake for folks haven't changed. You know, we've got millions of people who've got health care right now because of our health care bill. And they won't have it if Mitt Romney is elected president. You know, you've got young people who are getting Pell Grants and, you know, help on their student loans. And they will not have it if we don't make sure we win this election. And so across the board, whether you're talking about health care, whether you're talking about tax policy, where his plan would end up raising taxes for upper-income folk or raise taxes for middle-class folks, even as they're cutting them for millionaires and billionaires, when it comes down to what he said yesterday about he would have still had troops in Iraq at this point.
Mm.
You know, across the board, these are issues that matter to people day in, day out. And so we've got 4 weeks left in the election, and we're going to take it to them.
Well, you know,
make sure everybody understands exactly what is at stake.
Well, you know, one thing I think happened is a lot of us that have been getting real comfortable are now uncomfortable and scared to death as a result of the debate.
Yeah, but, you know, here's the thing, Tom. This was always going to be a close race. The fact of the matter is that if people were comfortable, they didn't recognize we had just gone through four really tough years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Governor Romney kept on making mistakes month after month, so it made it look artificially like this was might end up being a cakewalk. But we understood internally that it never would be, that it was going to tighten. It tightened over the last 3 or 4 days, but it could have tightened after the convention if they hadn't had such a bad convention.
Mr. President, in the Tuesday New York Times, there was an article that it seems like one of the states that you took in the 2008 election was North Carolina, and you had a great deal of black support. The New York Times is saying that kind of support is not there. To Tom's point, are you feeling that black people are going to come out and support you?
Listen, we are doing registration and voting and early voting in a lot of states. And our numbers are actually higher than they were in 2008. And so, you know, which reminds me, I want to make sure that people understand that early voting is going on right now in Ohio and Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Early voting is going to start taking place on the 10th in Florida. In North Carolina, early voting in person starts on the 18th of this month. And in a whole bunch of states, you've got voter registration deadlines coming up. In Minnesota, Nevada, New Mexico, North Carolina, Virginia, and Wisconsin. So one thing that people need to do if they need to know how to register, how to vote, is to go to BarackObama.com, and that can tell you how to register, how to vote. But, you know, the main thing that everybody needs to focus on is the fact that this was going to be a close election. I only beat John McCain 53-47, and we had all the tailwinds with us, no headwinds. You know, so you know, this is always going to be close. The good thing is that we've got a lead, And you know, Tom, you guys know a little bit about basketball. You know, you have a 7-game series. We're up 2-0, and we lose one.
Yeah, but you had the opening shot, and you didn't take it.
Yeah, but I understand. But you know what happens though is that when people lose one game,
yeah,
you know, this is a long haul.
That's
right. And I think that it's very important for folks to just, you know, make sure that they understand that as long as people stay focused, we will win this thing.
We'll keep pushing,
We will win this thing as long as folks stay focused. And
yeah.
And that's what we have to do. And as far as your earlier question,
mm-hmm.
in terms of the African-American community,
yeah,
I mean, if millions of people getting health care and keeping 7 million people out of poverty in the depths of that recession because of what we did with earned income tax credit, the child tax credit, and you know, job training programs, and the work that we've done to fight back out of that hole, you know, so that the unemployment rate has dropped from 10 multiple percentage points for everybody, not just the total population, but the African American community. The housing, 5 million people that have been able to keep their homes and avoid foreclosure, and all the progress that we're doing. You know, I'm up in here in Ohio right now, and you've got auto plants that are humming.
Yeah,
that would have been liquidated.
Yep,
and you know, all these things have a direct impact on our communities, and all these things are at stake in this election. So people just have to make sure that you know, they stay focused, and you know, I guarantee you, we've got you know, Biden, I think, will be terrific in the debate this week.
Uh-huh.
I've got another debate on Tuesday of next week.
Yeah,
and by next week, I think a lot of the hand wringing will be complete because. You know, we're going to go ahead and win this thing.
I'm coming to the third one, and
the other thing is, Tom.
Yeah.
You were around in 2008.
Oh yeah.
How many times did everybody say that somehow we weren't going to win?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, do
or,
I?
Or, has everybody forgotten?
No, sir.
No, not here.
Okay.
Not here.
So
we're still fired up. We're still fired up.
As I say, as some of these emails that go around with my picture on them say, I can't quote the entire thing, but. I got this.
Yeah. I know the one you're talking about.
And we got you, Mr. President.
We got you. We got your back.
Okay. But again, early vote. If you're in Ohio or Iowa right now, you can already vote. Florida, that's coming up on the 10th, on Wednesday.
That's today.
North Carolina, Thursday the 18th. That's a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so people can start voting right away, but you also have to make sure that you're hitting those voter registration deadlines. Most of them are going to be coming up this week, so make sure you are registered to vote. And there is no excuse for you know, folks not turning out. We've got too much work that we've already done and too much work that we've got to do to sit back and be complacent.
All right.
All right?
All right. Thanks for calling home.
I appreciate you guys.
Keep up the good work.
All right. Bye-bye.